Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 86 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, still coming to you from the ISTE conference here in Chicago. And I'm sitting right next to Sarah Kearns from the ViewSonic Corporation. And she was a part of something sort of interesting. You may or may not have noticed on Twitter, there was this thing called the ISTE Ladies Road Trip. And so we had a few presenters that were here at ISTE, including Alice Keeler, who was my co-author for Ditch That Homework. We had Christine Pinto, who did Google Apps for Littles, and Christine Dabbs, and Sarah was right along with them. And it was interesting because Sarah's never really presented on the education side of things so much, having worked for ViewSonic, but she's gotten to do a little bit of that. And I was really, really interested about what she had to say because she does very much come from the corporate side of things and has what I think is a really neat perspective on everything. So Sarah, can you tell everybody just real quick what it is that you do?
I'm the marketing director for ViewSonic. We're focused on the education and enterprise section. And I do crazy things like marketing and driving across the country with you know, these awesome ladies.
And wearing bird suits every once in a while, I heard, maybe.
That's a hazing. I cannot confirm or deny.
You can't confirm or deny that. Okay. All right. Fair enough. So what Sarah was presenting on earlier was she was talking about her perspective of having worked in the corporate world and kind of like tying that into education. So Sarah, what are some of those like in the business world, in the real world, what were some of those perspectives you were sharing?
So on the road trip, we were talking about the four C's, and we thought it would be a great idea for each of us ladies to do one of the C's.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a teacher, so I thought, well, you know, collaboration is just right up the alley of, you know, what businesses do. It's something that you guys teach in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I took on the collaboration portion, and basically, for me, there's really four points to, you know, really collaborating in the real world, in the business world. So the first is clarity. You know, make sure that there is a purpose to the collaboration. Make sure that there's goal, make sure that there's responsibilities. There's no we, right? You talk about like, we are gonna get something done. It'll never get done.
Yeah.
You need to assign something to someone, you need to have a deliverable, you need to have a date. Otherwise, it kind of fizzes out.
Yeah.
Second, for really good collaboration is to have an open mind. We have different cultures, different, you know, thought processes. You have millennials working with baby boomers.
Right,
so
yeah.
Just really there's a diversity of people. There's a diversity of ideas. Have respect, tolerance, compromise.
Yeah.
I think the third is good communication, just being able to really, really express your ideas. And the most important part of communication is not communicating, it's listening.
Right.
So listen to your peers, listen to who, you know, is on the team. And then finally, just having a positive environment. You know, having people be really free to share their ideas and feel comfortable sharing their ideas. You know, just you need to be nurturing, you need to be honest, encourage, motivate, and congratulate.
Yeah. I mean, that's the stuff that you know, you probably see on a regular basis, and you probably see the fallout of people who don't do it. And I bet, you know, if kids are able to take, and I heard this list and I'm thinking, can I just get this on a poster and put it up in the walls of schools? You know, I just think this is such good stuff to keep in mind. And if we're trying to get kids ready for the real world, no matter what technology changes or how industries change, these are the things that are going to still hang around, don't you think?
Yes, true. I mean, technology, you know, that's been a theme through a lot of the presentations. You know, we're obviously a technology company, and technology can only go so far, right?
Right.
So you need a great teacher. Mm-hmm. You have a view board in the classroom, and it's a shiny object, and kids love it. But what's the content on there? What are they using it for? How are they, you know, how are they learning with it? So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Thank you so much. This has been amazing.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.